Now, the organization Undoing Tax Abuse have raised concerns and alarm bells over ongoing misuse of public funds. Why can we just not rid ourselves of this in South Africa? It's so tempting. But the funds do not belong to officials who clearly should just be administering and coordinating. I suppose the trap that you actually put yourself in. But yeah. Now, public prosecutor Koleka is investigating sports minister Gayton McKenzie for alleged financial improprieties during his recent trip to the Paris Olympic Games. Because what was it? Like around 200K for ground transport, as it was classified, over a 3-4 day period. Whew. That is substantial. Outer emphasizes the urgent need for greater accountability to tackle corruption effectively. Mr. Wayne Duvenage, CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. Wayne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Junaid. Nice to be with you.
Great to have you on. I'm seeing your WhatsApp profile. You imagine a corrupt-free nation. Man, that sounds like the ideal world for us as South Africans, Wayne. If only. Yeah. But it is attainable and it is achievable. But.
Yeah, look.
But. I'm not the sure. Buts.
Yeah. I guess the question is, in which country is it, have you completely eradicated corruption?
Yeah.
But you want to get there, and that's the vision we have. Imagine this. Imagine a corrupt-free country. And why we say that is that the amount of money that we collect from taxes, there is enough to fix this country. The problem is the waste, and the waste comes in a number of forms, but the biggest ones we see is just this ineptitude, just sometimes this gross maladministration, because people are in positions that shouldn't be in those positions. They just, and often it's deliberate, they're put there to be manipulated, they're put out there to be set up to fail, and that's where people higher up the chain manipulate the system, and these become the fall people. And we see it very often, ministers putting CEOs and boards into positions, and then the plundering starts. So often the systems on then they make gross mistakes, it costs a lot, but very, very often it's deliberate. And then sadly, and so when it's deliberate, Mr. Sage, you know that there is these tentacles, these syndicates, these networks are in many departments, right, from national, provincial, and local government. And they steal so much through tender manipulation and procurement manipulation and processes that set up to have, a predetermined outcome at 3 to 4 times the price very often. A lot of it is stuff they didn't need, but they create a need for something and then they go and spend the money. And then you get what you were talking about earlier on. You get a minister whose focus isn't really what's in the best interest of the people. So, for instance, mayors and ministers, when you're traveling, ask yourself this. Do you need the Mercedes Benzes and 15 entourage? Or do you need to just get a smaller car, bring your security along, and you don't have to stay in the 6-7 star hotels. You don't have to spend this money in the way you do, carelessly, without even giving a thought to the people who pay your salaries. It's our money, not theirs. But they don't have this mentality. Yeah,
exactly, Wayne. I mean, come on, man. All this bling and flash, and you there essentially to deliver on our behalf with monies that we are paying as ordinary tax-paying, law-abiding South Africans. We don't need all this flash and bling. That is completely unnecessary. A WhatsApp just pops into the studio right now from 5294. Wayne asking us the question, what does Outer have to say about, let me just find it here because it just disappeared very quickly. What does Outer have to say about the previous justice minister and the VBS Bank saga, because that saga continues to unfold.
Exactly. Look, she should have spared the president any embarrassment and stepped down. But again, you have a minister who thinks she's justified in holding on to this position and does everything she can to try and explain receiving a loan from Gundo Financial Solutions, the same company that was arranging this VBS laundering scandal. Now, there's no excuse. That wasn't a loan. All the investigations have shown that this was money given to her, whether she paid it back or not after the fact, and whether if she was found out, would she have paid it back? All of this is just a smokescreen. The reality is that the Minister Simelane should not be a minister, full stop, should not be in any position of power in government using taxpayers' money, even as a mayor of Polokwane, when you see what's happened. But we have a president who's compromised, who doesn't know how to take a hard stance against people who step out of line. This is not the kind of minister we need in any position, let alone justice. So why he moved her and is covering up or placating her, I don't know. He's got the powers to remove her, and it's not a case of waiting for the legal outcomes. This is just unethical behavior. She should go.
Yeah, another WhatsApp message in from 3555. Our guest is spot on. Sometimes incompetent people are placed in positions to run down public enterprises. And we put that there in air quotes, probably on purpose, giving these companies a bad rap so that many private companies can then just come in, scoop them up at a steal. Is that part and parcel of the plan, Wayne? I mean, that's what we are wondering as South Africans.
Yeah, you know, it could be. I mean, our view is this. If like SAA and the post office, or there is a social mandate for the post office, but Danel, armaments manufacturing, our view is, if this business is not core to the running of a country for the people, if, you know, running airlines is done better by business, don't even be involved. Many, many countries around the world, very successful countries and throughout Europe, have got rid of the airlines because they cannot compete. They cannot work at the agile space and the competitive space that business does. And is it core? Do we have to have a national airline? No, there's other airlines that can fulfill the services of flying people around. So get rid of airlines, parcel off the post office, because everybody else is doing courier and postal movements much better than you. Do not be involved in diamonds mining. Do not be involved in armaments manufacturing. These are not the businesses that government should be in business, because we will always be on the back foot and losing out. And largely because there's always political, you know, manipulation and interference. Let's just get on with the business of running the country and get out of the business as a government. And then we'll see that we don't have to spend so much bailing out and so much being stolen.
Very true. Enough with the bailouts now. Billions have already been spent. Let's get down to the brass tacks and fix our country. We, as South Africans, I believe it's the least we can be demanding for. Wayne Duvenagh, CEO of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, thanks so much for your time, sir.
Pleasure, Junaid. All the best. And tell people if they want to find out more about us, go into outer.co.za. We're there. We've got a lot of work and a lot to share with everybody. But
fantastic.
You guys have a good time.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.